Well, I think if you look at the estimated value of a company that could basically corner the transport services market, it's a very large number. I mean, some have suggested that it could be in the next 15 to 20 years, it could be worth $1 trillion. So the move is really not for these tech companies to become transport providers, but they're providing a platform that they can basically let providers, you know, be part of that platform. But they actually do the routing, collect the money, estimate the fares and all those kind of things. So it's all about creating this platform, not necessarily actually providing the services, even though some of them, like Uber, is headed in that direction, but they are kind of providing a transport service with the cars and with their move into e-bikes and e-scooters. But I think their ultimate goal is to provide a platform kind of like Expedia is for travel. They kind of are looking to do the same thing for transport within urban areas.
So how much private money has been put into these initiatives so far?
Well, a lot. So not necessarily from Australia, but certainly a lot of venture capital is going into these companies, some established, some relatively new. Some aren't even a year old, and some of them have values have attracted billions of dollars in venture capital. So significant amounts of capital in the space.
Transport as an industry is fairly dominated by government spending and government interests. And I guess this also goes back to the first question as well. But what's the interest from both venture funds and company founders in taking on an industry where the government fingerprints are pretty much everywhere?
Well, I think the move forward, the future could be that, you know, government could be the ones providing these platforms, but the view is probably not. And that's why you see some of these tech companies trying to partner with governments, with the government public transport provider. That is happening in some instances in the U.S. where basically they're trying to bring the public transport and private transport all onto one platform.
So what's the problem with the existing transport systems that these tech companies are trying to solve?
Well, I think that they are kind of new to the transport space. They haven't really been involved, but I think that they realize that clearly cars are the dominant form of people getting around in kind of most countries in the world where folks can afford cars. That seems to be where people are going and not using public transport because it's not convenient, doesn't take you where you want to go. You know, if you go across different modes or operators, sometimes the ticketing is not integrated, nor is the scheduling. So their view is that they can, well, the goal is by creating this platform, we may not need to create a lot more infrastructure. We can actually provide pretty good public transport service for an urban area by integrating all the different modes that are out there into one platform.
But I guess you could also say that you could do that with existing technology. A lot of German cities, for example, they have an integrated regional transport authority that handles this sort of stuff.
But typically that is just across the public transit. You know, it might be trains and buses and ferries and the things that are typically under that public transport umbrella. And I guess what the new thinking is that they're bringing in a range of other modes like, you know, bike share or e-bikes, e-scooters, taxis, car sharing, ride sharing. So basically, you know, kind of expanding that view beyond the traditional public transport. And the one place, well, two places that have done this, one is Gothenburg in Sweden, where they did a 6-month trial and they actually got people to relinquish, if they did own a car, that they had to relinquish the keys to the car so that they could participate in this program, which was badged as mobility as a service. And that was a successful model, and it was then taken up in Helsinki. So those are a couple of places that have actually trialed this, and the Helsinki company looks like it's MaaS, Mobility as a Service Global, and they're operating there, and I think they're expanding into a few other cities as well.
How are tech companies trying to solve the issues of existing public transport systems? What are they doing? I know you mentioned that there's mobility as a service, but is there anything else to it?
Well, at this stage, that's I think that one of the big issues with public transport service is that it doesn't reach all the people that need to use it. And so there's this problem that's been around for a while that's identified as the last mile problem, or the first mile, last mile, which is basically, you know, people getting from their home to the nearest public transport access, and then from, you know, when they get off from there to where they happen to work or whatever their ultimate destination is. And so I think everybody's trying to solve this first mile, last mile problem. And we've seen initiatives that are, you know, in Brisbane a couple of weeks ago, the e-scooters from Lime appeared, about 1,000 of them. And if you listen to the folks that are behind these companies, their view is that Lime is trying to solve this first mile, last mile problem. And so if they can solve that, then that helps public transport operators, because then people don't feel like they need to get in their car and drive to a bus stop or ultimately drive to their final destination.
Are these solutions being put forward by tech companies, are these the right solutions, or is it just hubris from these tech companies?
Well, I guess the argument, and I think this is an argument that's put forth not necessarily by these tech companies, but by a broad, fairly broad spectrum of thinkers about the problems. And the view is that as we continue to urbanize and add lots more people every year, there's no way that we can keep up in terms of providing the infrastructure. And even if we had the money to do that, it may not be possible. So the view is that by trying to make a more efficient use of what's out there is one possible way forward that doesn't require a lot of money.
What sort of impacts will these tech companies have on our existing roads and public transport systems going forward?
There's a bit of unknown with respect to that question. Long term, I think there probably will have to be some form of government intervention, particularly if we move forward to thinking about autonomous vehicles. We could have a lot of autonomous vehicles running around without anybody in them, going around looking for rides and those kind of things. And that percent of those vehicles it could be in the 10 to 20%. And so that's a lot. That would suggest that there needs to be some government intervention to prevent things like that happening. But if we just look at this idea about integrating services across a network, I don't really see a lot of downsides. I think I see more upsides in terms of providing better services for people to get around without using their car.